No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. We got about, 6 minutes here. We got some questions from you fine folks at home. All right, this is the people segment. Let's get to the first question from Steven. The NFL is a clone of Kansas City or San Francisco that would make a jump with Bowers. Maybe he could be a replacement on one of those two teams because of a rookie contract. I'm a little confused by the wording. I think what you're saying is who would jump up in the draft to try to get him. I think that's what you're asking. I got to be honest, just about any team. The dude is a rare tight end specimen. You saw what Travis Kelce could do. The Chiefs, they still have good wide receivers, but they don't have Tyreek Hill. They don't have the dynamic weapons that they did a couple of years ago. And frankly, I'll be honest, Travis Kelce did not have a great overall regular season per his standards. Now, that's the key phrase, per Travis Kelce's standards. But then he became the best tight end on planet Earth throughout the playoffs. I mean, he even played better than George Kittle, who's a phenomenal tight end. I was going to say, you know, once in a decade tight end, but you got other guys like Gronk who have played in the past decade and Travis Kelce and all these phenomenal guys. I see Brock Bowers in a similar light. I think he's an even better pass catcher. How do I put this nicely? An even less willing blocker. I don't know how to put that nicely. I tried to. Honestly, when you think about San Francisco or Kansas City, I don't know if you're talking about in place of Kelce or in place of Kittle. I'll tell you what, if they could get him somehow and put some of those guys together like Bowers and especially where, you know, Kelce's a little bit older or Kelce and Kittle or whatever the case may be, that would be amazing. As far as who would jump up to get him, I got to imagine just about any team would want to. Like Bowers and Marvin Harrison Jr. are two of the best. Like Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best wide receiver I've seen come out of the draft in a few years. And I can say the same thing about Brock Bowers. Okay. So any one of those guys. All right. Now next, I love the name here. Gorilla Bear from Gorilla Bear. Just ignoring that after Michigan had to stop cheating, McCarthy was pretty average. So I have been sent stats from fans, okay, at times throughout this offseason, because I've talked about McCarthy. I've talked about Michigan on the Big Ten show. I've talked about quarterbacks in the NFL draft. Okay. I have been sent stats from when really people weren't quite as aware of Michigan cheating and post people were aware of Michigan cheating and the stats were different. They were different. I mean, it's tough because you got Deflategate with Brady and then they go out and they win the Super Bowl. What was it like the very next year? You got Spygate and then what did Brady win? 92 Super Bowls after that. I don't know. It's tough. There hasn't been a lot of post football for McCarthy like Brady had years after some of those things came out to prove himself. And obviously McCarthy went on to win a national title and beat Alabama and win a Rose Bowl with his team. So let's keep all that in mind. Okay. It's hard. McCarthy's just the biggest question mark in the draft for me. maybe the entire draft. I think Caleb Williams may be the most polarizing player. I think J.J. McCarthy may be the biggest question mark. I actually just went through a...
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit MidAmerica shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mock draft on Pro Football Focus, and I've seen some drafts where he's the 4th best quarterback, right behind Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, however you rank those 3 guys. He's number 4, going in middle, maybe late 1st round. And then I just went to Pro Football Focus, one of their recent mock drafts, and he's like late 2nd round. Okay. So he's one of these guys. It's going to depend on the evaluator in the room on that particular team and what they see. And then he's one of those guys that they're going to want to get to know him as much as possible through this pre-draft evaluation process. Okay, the combine, the pro day, interviewing him. What's his knowledge of the playbook? All right, I'll share this and I'll keep names out of it. There's a state championship high school quarterback who lives in the area that I live. He's also a 2-time defending state champion wrestler. Okay, he was getting looked at by a college. And so the college met him in his head coach's office on the whiteboard, and the college was asking him to draw up their plays and things of that nature. He drew up the wrong formation. He had the wrong wide receivers on the ball, the wrong guys off the ball, and the head coach is just standing there trying to, like, not show up, but shaking his head like, this dude can't even draw up on the whiteboard one of our basic formations. Things like that are going to matter, okay, when it comes to a guy like J.J. McCarthy. Okay, how much do you know, and how much is it just been the rest of your team? We know you're talented, but what can you actually do when we put you through the meat grinder a little bit? All right, last question. Travis, what do you think about Jordan Travis? I'm putting him over Bo Nix. So, again, one of these other guys that I looked up in this mock draft, because he's not a guy that's been talked about a lot. I actually have him below Tulane's quarterback, okay? And I actually have him below Spencer Rattler of South Carolina. And so in this mock draft, they have him ranked as the 132nd best prospect, according to Pro Football Focus. So that makes him, in their minds, like a 4th, 5th round pick. It's not due to lack of talent or lack of showing what he could do on film. I mean, the dude had a fractured his leg, okay, and only got the boot removed 3 days before the combine. There's just so many question marks regarding that injury. If people know he can come back healthy, will he even be able to play next fall? Is he legit going to have to sit out and miss a whole year? Okay. And the recovery for this, like, this was a legit injury, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. And unfortunately, this is obviously drastically going to impact his draft stock status, where he's taken, things of that nature. So that's the big question mark with him. I think a guy like Spencer Rattler is probably going to be taken over him, even though his on-field play was not as consistent as Jordan Travis's was. just that injury is going to be an issue. So he's probably going to be a guy. Maybe somebody pops him third round, but I'd be surprised if he goes higher than that. PFF has him going fifth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, be sure to tune in tomorrow. I'm going to give my early projections for who Nebraska's starters are going to be on the Chronicles right here on the Ticket as well. Okay, we're going to try to get that Mike Stuntz interview. I'm texting with Mike right now. Hopefully that comes out tomorrow. If not, it'll be next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tune in tomorrow. Tune in Thursday for the Big Ten show, and I'll be back right here live again on Friday. Until then, go Big Red. And always remember, the Tuck.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.